اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how fine, about
sir.
You?
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, so brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all here in our today's session, the listeners of IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, today we'll work on two verses from Surah Ali Imran on page 60.
Six.
66. So, verses or ayat 123 and 120. For the ayatain, the two ayatain, inshallah. So, everybody, once let's listen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين.
Nice recitation. I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, that inshallah, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. We will practice the tajweed rules. We'll practice how to read these two verses correctly and also how to recite. All right? Then also we have a short explanation. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty in Ayah 123 or 123rd of Surah Ali Imran says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين. So, in Ayah 123, Allah Almighty says, certainly, Allah helped you at Badr. وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ when you were abased in the enemy's eyes. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ so be wary of Allah so that you may give thanks. Right? So, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ O Prophet, remember when you were saying to the faithful, to the mu'mineen, is it not enough for you that your Lord should aid you, should help you with 3,000 angels sent down? So these two verses, the first verse talk about the battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam, right? where Muslims stood up against the non-Muslims, the faithless people. So there were 313 soldiers, Muslim soldiers, that stood up against 1,000 enemies. So basically, when we look at normal conditions, normal situations, in normal cases, yeah, we see like those who are a lot, they will win the, they will be victorious. Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Basically, so 1,000 people against 313 people, who will win? Huh? Of course, the 313 will be what? Defeated. For sure. But look, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ. Allah Almighty says that we certainly helped you in Badr. So sometimes the number, okay, is so less. But you get victorious. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty also tells our Prophet that إِذْ تَقُولُ, remember the time when you told the mu'mineen that isn't it enough for you that your Lord should aid you with 3,000 angels sent down? So there are unseen aids that we have. All right? Inshallah, I want you to refer to the tafsir books, especially to the history books, right? Inshallah, to learn more about how the Battle of Uhud, how the Battle of Badr happened, right? Inshallah, you learn more. There are a lot of points to remember. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So let's move on to the tajweed rules. Let's mention some important ones. Inshallah, we'll move on to the recitation as well. I'm sure that our brothers barely can wait for the recitation, yeah? So let's move on. So in the first ayah, ayah 123, وَلَقَدْ نَصَارَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Who can say? Huh, the first important point here?
What? We have letter qaf.
Qaf. Good job.
And we have qalqala.
Qalqala. Laqad dal. So echoing sound. So yes. Pronounce the dal with an echoing sound. Walanqad. Na sa. Sa has a heavy sound as well. Na sa ra. Ra has a heavy sound. Walanqad na sa ra. Kumu. Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily. So we have two cases for the word Allah. Either you pronounce it like the word Allah with an A sound, or you pronounce it Allah, A sound. So if you have a kasra, the rule says this, yeah? If you have a kasra before the word Allah, read it how? Allah, Bismillah, A'udhu Billah, Billah. So, you say, you read it with an A sound, if you have a kasra.
Yeah.
If you don't have a kasra, you have a fatha or a dhamma, so for any of them, you read it with an A sound, like this one. Nasarankumullahu, not nasarankumullahu. That's wrong, right? Walanqad nasarankumullahu, Allahu, right?
Yes.
Bi-bad-rin.
Qalqala.
Bad. Again, qalqala and dal. Echoing sound with the letter dal. Bi-bad-rin. Tanween plus waw.
Idgham.
All right. We have different rules for the tanween and noon sakin. So there are actually four important rules. Ikhfa, idhar, iqlab, idgham. Which means ikhfa means hiding the sound of tanween or noon sakin. Idhar means clearly pronouncing and saying, right? And What was the next one? Iqlab, which means changing the sound of tanween or noon sakin into a hidden meme sound. And the last point, the last rule was what?
Idgham,
merging sound. Merging the sound of tanween or noon sakin. So here we have idgham, since waw matches the letters of idgham, yarmalun. So bibadri wa antum adillah wa antum, hiding the sound of what? Noon sakin. Here ta matches the ikhfa rules. So Allah tells you it's better to continue. Fattaqullah la'allakum tashkurun. There is no special rule. Idh taqulu lil mu'minina. Idh dhal. Taqulu lil mu'minina. Alan yakfiyakum. Alan. Noon sakin plus ya. Ya matches.
Idgham.
Yarmalun. Idgham. Good job. Alay yakfiyakum. أي again أي يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف آلاف plus ميم again إدغام آلاف من الملائكة ما ذي واجب ملائكة منزلين نون ساكن hide the sound since زا matches the ikhfa letters. Good job. Let's recite then. Ready?
Yes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ.
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم
إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم
أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you. We practiced the tajweed rules, we mentioned them, and we also practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir. No.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه
لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر